Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I wish you all blessed Pentecostal Sunday. Our churches, mostly our Catholic churches, are rich with images, predominantly in the form of statues, paintings, or stained glass. These images typically depict Jesus, Mary, and the saints, rarely some of the Old Testament figures, such as Abraham, Sarah, Moses, and Miriam. The tradition of using images in the church dates back to the paintings in the Roman catacombs. However, the Holy Spirit, whose feast we celebrate today, is not easily represented in any of the imagery. The traditional symbol of the dove comes from the scene of Jesus' baptism, where the Holy Spirit is described as descending like a dove. This language is somewhat vague, implying a comparison rather than the real appearance, like a dove. In today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, two other images of the Holy Spirit are presented. Luke describes the sound of a powerful wind from heaven and something that appear like tongues of fire. Just as the gospel do not depict an actual dove at Jesus' baptism, Luke, the author of the Acts of the Apostle, does not claim that the wind and fire at Pentecost were physical phenomena. The Holy Spirit is difficult to visualize because it is not something that can be seen. Yet the Holy Spirit is undeniably real, very real. Many realities in our universe are invisible to our naked eyes. What we see is only a small part of our physical world with our naked eyes. Anything what you see could be a tree or could be an animal, part of that. The Holy Spirit belongs to the spiritual realm and cannot be seen with our eyes. Nevertheless, there are ways to imagine the Holy Spirit. St. Paul, he uses a natural metaphor describing the Spirit as bearing fruit, meaning the visible effects of the Spirit in one's life. We may not see the Holy Spirit directly, but we can observe its influence. We can observe its influence as we cannot see the wind but can feel its effects. Paul suggests that love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are signs of the Spirit's presence in us. We are the images that way, images of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was full of Holy Spirit and the life of God, exemplified these qualities. Holy Spirit is essentially the life of God, a life of love. The divine love was poured out on at the day of Pentecost, for everyone who was open to receive that. initially on the first disciples, and subsequently on all who were open to receive that powerful gift. Paul summarizes in his letter to the Romans saying, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us at our baptism, at our confirmation. The Spirit of God's love, which we have received, bears rich fruit in our lives, as Paul he describes in today's second reading in his letter to the Corinthians. The Spirit continuously works within us, helping us to become more like our Master, Jesus. In every act of goodness, in every act of kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, we can recognize Spirit's presence, the ordinary events of our daily life. The spiritual is not otherworldly, like heavenly. It represents humanity at its best. When you feel in yourself the best human, you are really a spiritual person, very spiritual. We are all very spiritual, need not be very, in ordinary way, we are all spiritual beings. Whenever we are able to see in every act of goodness, kindness, that we are able to represent the Spirit of the Lord. And this is exemplified in today's first reading, the Acts of the Apostle, where Pentecost brought about a remarkable bonding of people from all over the Roman Empire, from 12 regions, I would say, from 12 countries. We heard the names of those read. They were there, united, and admiring and praising God's marvels despite their linguistic and cultural differences. They experienced a true communion. The one faith proclaimed in hundreds of languages in the world. That creed, what we recite, is proclaimed that one faith is. As we reflect on this powerful event, what happened on the day of Pentecost, now let us consider how we can live our faith, our Christian life daily. Paul, he has a beautiful advice to us, given in his letter to the Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. This is simple advice. I like it more that the verses of that advice. Whatsoever, he says, brothers and sisters, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, praiseworthy, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Whatsoever is true, let's fill our minds with God's word and speak truthfully to one another. Honestly, let us be noble. Whatsoever is noble, let's strive to treat everyone with the dignity and integrity. That way we reflect the nobility of Christ. We need to be that much noble. Whatever is fair, let's pursue righteousness and justice in our actions, being fair in what we say, how we think, and how we do, and what we do as well. Whatsoever is pure, let's guard our hearts and minds, focusing on pure and godly things. And when it comes to whatsoever things are lovely, there are lovely things around us, lovely people around us. We have to focus on the beauty around us. Extend your love to those in need. Enjoy that love and give back that love to those who need. Whatsoever is admirable, in a way, it is a call for us to celebrate the good in others. Let their admirable characters or traits inspire us to grow as they have grown. We have seen people so admirable, adorable. And whatsoever is excellent, let's strive to do our best in all things, in possible ways. Let us give a try. That way we make an attempt to glorify God in our attempt to do things in an excellent way. Let us pray to the Holy Spirit. Let us invite that Spirit of the Lord which came upon those disciples on the day of Pentecost to fill us now, at this time, at this hour, at this day, on this day. Fill us afresh, guiding our thoughts, guiding our actions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.